Jeffries, House GOP doesn't want to address border. Deeply troubling, SCOTUS said TX can address border. By Ian Hanchett on March 19, 2024. On Tuesday's broadcast of CNN Newsnight, House Minority Leader Representative Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, denounced the deeply troubling decision from the extreme conservatives on the Supreme Court allowing Texas to enforce immigration law, and also stated that many of our Republican colleagues don't want to actually address the issue. They just want to engage in political stunts or try not to solve the issue so they can weaponize the border and immigration issue in November. Jeffries said, "It's a deeply troubling decision from the extreme conservatives on the Supreme Court. It's clear that we have a broken immigration system. We've acknowledged that and that we need to address the challenges at the border. We believe that we should address those challenges in a clear-eyed, comprehensive way, in a manner consistent with our values as a nation of immigrants and a nation anchored in the rule of law. We need a strong, secure, and humane border. What we are seeing from many of our Republican colleagues is that they don't want to actually address the issue. They just want to engage in political stunts or try not to solve the issue so they can weaponize the border and immigration issue in November. I think the American people are going to reject that. But what the Supreme Court has done in this particular instance is quite unfortunate." He added, "As House Democrats, we've made clear that we are ready, willing, and able to find bipartisan common ground with our Republican colleagues on any issue, including fixing our broken immigration system and addressing the challenges at the border. President Biden has made clear that he wants to work together to try to find bipartisan solutions to fix the challenges that we have at the border. The big challenge, of course, is that many Republicans don't want to address the issue. They want to weaponize the issue politically. That's the height of irresponsibility." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.